Transmission will start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1,
in. It's WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. It's Time Travel with Chris Earle here with you from 5 to 7 p.m. every Wednesday night here on WMFO 91.5 FM. You can listen live on the iTunes, the Windows Media, your SoundCloud, your Spotify maybe, who knows. Well, if you're listening to it now, you already made it. Good for you. It's WMFO.org on the internet. It's Time Travel with Chris Earle is the group on Facebook. The number is 855-915-WMFO. Time Travel is here with you every week from Wednesday, 5 to 7 p.m. My name is Chris Earle, going into its 10th year. Time Travel, 855-915-WMFO. Thanks. Start the show.
Yeah.
Time Travel with Chris Earle on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. You have all Rolling Stones today here on Time Travel, 855-915-WMFO. For those of you who don't like to read, 855-915-9636. Or if you're local, 781-350-3264. The Skype is WMFO DJ. It's Time Travel with Chris Earle on Facebook. And it's all the Stones today to kick off their 2019 tour. Mick had a little heart problem. He's dancing. They showed him dancing. He's 75 years old. He dances like my dad. My dad's dancing at 77. He's doing pretty good. Is he 77? No, he's 76. But yeah, Mick's as old as my dad. I wish I could bring my dad to the concert, but he's going to Neil Diamond and Lionel Richie and things like that. He goes with his wife to concert. He won't go with his son anyway, but that's okay. That's dad. Today it's about Mick Jagger and Keith Richards and Charlie Watts and Bill Wyman and Brian Jones and a few of the others and Billy Preston. And anyway, it's the Stones. You know, I was very excited about Doom and Gloom. I when that came out a few years ago, it was included as one of two new tracks on, was it 40 Licks? No, it was the other one. Anyways, included on one of those compilations that they come out with like every 2 years, the Rolling Stones. And I thought it was just a great, great song. And the other one was pretty good, too. But Doom and Gloom was the better of the two. One More Shot was the other one. It came out on the 50th anniversary compilation called Grr. And then 40 Licks, of course, was from the 40s. So about every few years, they decide to throw stuff together. But Mick Jagger actually plays the opening riff there. And when they ask Keith Richards, hey, are you upset that Mick Jagger played the opening riff on that? And he's like, I don't care. I taught him how to do it. Who cares? But it showed up in the Avengers this summer. Thor's all drunk, and they show him like boozing to Doom and Gloom. I'm like, how cool is it to use the Stones in the Avengers Infinity War Part 2? I thought that was awesome. So the song's got another life of its own thanks to Avengers, the huge blockbuster from the beginning of the summer. I like Part 1 more than Part 2, but that's for another day. Maybe it's for Watch This with Chris Earle, which will be coming back shortly to WMFO in the fall. And we will talk about movies on that show. But today it's all the Stones. So once again, my name's Chris Earle. The show is Time Travel with Chris Earle. 855-915-WMFO is the request line and the studio line. You got a Stone story. You want to hear a Stone song. Want to play as many as I can before 7 p.m. So I'm going to start yakking. I'm going to stop yakking. And I'm going to play a Keith Richards tune from Beggar's Banquet from 1968 here on Time Travel. I think you're going to recognize this. I got some obscure stuff. I got some live stuff. And I got some hits. All mixed together. Time Travel with Chris Earle here with you until 7 p.m. Turn up the Stones.
Glass to the good and the evil. Let's drink
listening to WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. The show is called Time Travel with Chris Earle, here with you until 7 p.m. If you're still at work, leave. It's WMFO in Medford, 855-915-WMFO.
Hey, once upon a time, you dress so fine, through the bumps of dime and you climb. And then you, yeah, people call, send me where I die, you're bound to fall. They thought that they were just a kidding you. You used to laugh about everybody that was hanging out. And now you don't walk so proud. Now you don't talk so loud about having this scrounging. You're an
right. That's from Stripped from 1995. And, of course, it's the Bob Dylan song. And they were asked for years to cover that. And then the Rolling Stones finally obliged. And that came out on the Stripped album in 1995 after the Voodoo Lounge tour, which was a fantastic tour as well. I think, I don't know how many times I've seen the Stones, but I have my tickets. I'm going again. I'm going to see them a couple more times here, and it's going to be a wonderful, wonderful show. It's rock and roll, man. And if you're wondering, who are the Rolling Stones? Well, the feeling is mutual. They don't care about you either. The Rolling Stones have been around for years and years, and they're rock and roll, man, and there's not much of them left. The Stones or rock and rollers, there's not much of them left. Holding on for dear life, but it's going to be an amazing, amazing show, amazing tour. If you have a chance, go see the Stones, man. If you like rock and roll, I implore you to go see the Rolling Stones. Fantastic, fantastic show. They got so many hits, they're not going to cover all the ones that you want to hear, but they cover a whole bunch of them, and they'll come out with a bunch of obscure stuff. I absolutely love them. One thing about rock and roll, for me, I consider myself a rock and roller. I love most genres. You know, modern country, not so much. I like the outlaw country, the oldest stuff. You know, the blues, some of the blues. I love a little bit of the jazz, but mostly I'm a rock and roller. And the Rolling Stones, you know, the Beatles around, you know, and the great band, but the Rolling Stones are still around. Keith Richards, he goes and he gets himself his blood transfusion, and he flies in like a bat to the stage and then disappears when he's done at the end of the concert. But it's amazing, amazing show. Rock and roll should always have an element of danger. It should always have sex and drugs in it. And the Rolling Stones, they put them in their songs, not only in the rock and rollers, but also in the ballads as well. And so we heard the first three we got, of course, Doom and Gloom, I talked about a little bit, from 2005. Salt of the Earth was from 1968, and that was from 1995. I'm going to bring you to 1983 right now. One of the lesser-known albums by the Stones was Undercover, and this was the best song on it. She Was Hot also made the top 40, but this was my favorite off this album from 1983. The video got banned from MTV because I think he's in like Cuba or something, and he gets shot and mixed like dying with this little pencil-thin mustache and a white suit at the end of it. Anyway, enough of my yakking once again. It's Undercover of the Night here on Time Travel. All Stones today, 5855-915 WMFO. I don't know, I left that 8 out for a second there. What am I having, a stroke? 855-915-WMFO is the request line. No, I'm just excited about the Stones. All Stones here on Time Travel.
South America. Make sure to pass up. his grandfather's act so humble.
Yeah, that's pretty good. You get to see Mick in a mustache, and he gets shot by Keith. Anyway, next one's Jumpin' Jack Flash. If you can guess that in one note, good for you.
We'll be right back.
All right. Like I said, I'm going to play some of the hits. I'll play some B-sides. I'll play some more obscure stuff for you. And I'll play some live stuff for you. It's all Rolling Stones here on Time Travel with Chris Earl. I'm here with you until 7 p.m. If you want to get Rolling Stones tickets, of course, you can always go to the Rolling Stones site, and it'll give you links to Ticketmaster or whatever other sites there out there. I ended up managed to getting some really nice seats for a few of the shows so far. And I think you should go. I think most of you should go. And there's a few people I don't want to run into. As a matter of fact, if I see, I'm going to slap them in the face. Because that's what the Stone Show is all about. Slapping people in the face you don't want to see. Anyway, Time Travel's here with you until 7 p.m. 855-915-WMFO is the request line. 855-915-WMFO. It's 9636. That's the end of it. If you're not into words and numbers, you can get numbers. If you like Rain Man, you're like, yeah. 855-915-WMFO. Yeah. 9636, yeah. Yeah. 855-915-9636, yeah. Not fade away here on Time Travel.
don't stop.
Like there's gonna be a brawl. You playing something good?
Hell yeah! Rolling Stones, Street Fighting Man, G7!
Bye. only rock and roll, and it's only about $40. We're here at the merchandising table for the Stones, and it's just unbelievable how expensive. Like, these booklets, like $40. This baseball hat probably costs about $1 to make, because it has the Stones logo on it. It's like $75. It's unbelievable. These t-shirts are, and ties. You know, come on, Rolling Stones ties. If you have to wear a tie to a rock and roll gig, don't go. I hate ties. I wouldn't wear them in real life anyways. And, you know, it's the kind of thing where it's so overpriced, and you know that the Stones themselves don't actually wear.
Dennis, put the tie back.
I was gonna pay for it. I was just, because, you know, I was doing this thing.
Yes.
WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. All Rolling Stones today on Time Travel with Chris Earle. 855-915-WMFO if you want to call in and make a request. Once again, 855-915-9636 or 855-915-WMFO is an easy way to remember it, except they have that crazy 855 in the beginning of it. It used to be 800 numbers, and then there was like 900 numbers, and now there's 855s, and we're running out of numbers. It's too many numbers out there. All I know is I get about 20, 30 junk calls a day with a lot of numbers. I see all these numbers come on that are very similar to mine. I'm like, why is that so similar to mine? They do tricks, I tell you. They trick you. They try to trick you, these robos. Robocall. And then you pick up and you're like, I see my friends, they pick up and they're like arguing with people, or they just like hang up. I'm like, why are you even picking up? Like, if they're going to leave, they leave a message for you. If they want to get in touch with you, they leave a message. Otherwise, it's like, what's the point? Anyway, time travel here with you until 7 p.m. All Rolling Stones today. This next one's a little bit odd. It's from the Between the Buttons album, and it's got Keith Richards singing, and I love it. It's a little odd. It's a strange little song, but it's called Something Happened to Me Yesterday here on Time Travel. That was the day before. No, Something Happened to Me Yesterday. Something's happening to me now, but something happened to me yesterday. Anyway, time travel.
Something happened to me yesterday. Something I can't speak of right away. Something happened to me. Something also groovy. To me yesterday. He don't know if it's right or wrong. Maybe he should tell someone. He's not sure just what it was, or if it's against the law. Something. You're talking in a most peculiar way. But something really threw me. Something also threw me. Something happened to me yesterday.
Yesterday.
He don't know just where it's gone. He don't really care at all. No one's sure just what it was. All the meaning and the cause. Something.
What kind of joint is this?
Cause some.
thank you very much, and now I think it's time for us all to go. So from all of us to all of you, not forgetting the boys in the band and our producer, Reg Thorpe, we'd like to say God bless. So if you're out tonight, don't forget, if you're on your bike, wear white.
Evening.
Someday a friend may offer you a chance to visit the other side of a dream. Your ticket is a little packet of white powder called heroin. But every packet of heroin is different. You don't know what's getting into you. Some doses are so strong they kill. Heroin is so vicious that the criminals who make the big money in heroin don't use it. They know a lot of reasons why heroin is very, very dumb. Maybe that's why they call it dope.
91.5 WMFO Medford.
Here we go.
Trumpet, Jim Price. On a saxophone and a tequila, Bobby Keys. Sorry, champagne. On the piano, Nicky Hopkins. This is the last gig on this tour, so how we're gonna sell it to you now. We wanna to open your lungs with us this one, please. Woo! the abortion.